Hello, everyone. Welcome back. In this episode, I will talk about how I started my biohacking journey and how I changed my diet to get better sleep and a better life. Eat well, sleep, exercise. We all know the basics of living a healthy life, but with science and technology where it is, we have a greater understanding of what our bodies truly need. Follow this podcast as I find out exactly what it takes for me to reach peak health mentally, physically, emotionally, financially, and spiritually as I hack my way back into wellness. My name is Chris Hobbs, and welcome to The Strength of Wellness. Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another episode. It's great to have you back. I'm really enjoying sharing with you. Today will be a quick story. Just of how I started to overcome the sleep deprivation that I was experiencing with night shift. So for those of you who remember, I was working as a night audit in a luxury resort. This was based in Byron. It was a beautiful resort, absolutely stunning, great people to work with, but doing the night shift. Night shift work is just... it's brutal. For those of you who do night shift, who have experienced it, doing it full time, it really lessens the quality of your life and how well you can live your life. So I was working at this resort as a night audit and night manager, and this was over the course of 2 years. And to start out, I was meant to work 4 days on and 3 days off, doing 10-hour shifts. Now, that's fairly reasonable, and I believe I would have been able to do that, but this was quickly changed due to availability of people and things that were going on to 5 nights on, 2 nights off. I was told that it would go back, but for the next year and a half, it didn't. So while I was doing the 5 days on, 2 nights off, my 2 nights were constantly swapped around. They were changed every week. So I could do between 4 nights in a row to 10 nights in a row. And I was told that I shouldn't be complaining. Doing night shift is exactly the same as doing day shift. And that I shouldn't be complaining because it's not that difficult. For those of you who really have done night shift and know what it is to do that, you will be agreeing quite readily with me that absolutely it is nowhere near the same. It is so totally different to doing day shift. The stats on it are quite considerable. They do say, they just recently updated it. It used to be that for every 1 year that you do night shift, it was 3 years off your life. They recently updated that to over 1 year is 7 years off your life. So it's it does considerable damage to your body the longer that you do it. So as you can tell, this isn't healthy at all. And having those 2 nights changed around constantly was even worse. By the end of that time, after about a year, I'd been fighting constantly to have it changed back. But after about a year, I just couldn't get up to do the night shifts anymore. I was so exhausted. I couldn't think properly. I was a mess. It was basically I was in the middle of burnout. I had mental issues. I couldn't remember things. I kept forgetting. I was just exhausted all the time. And my quality of life was quite low. I did another year after that. After a while, we got put back onto 4 nights on, 3 nights off. But the damage had already been done. There was just no recovery after that, and I couldn't get back on top. No matter how much I slept, I just could not feel rested, and I wasn't feeling recovered at all. So after a year and a half, probably a year and three quarters, I got my genetic test done. And it was from this test that I started to discover a few things that could help me try and get back up on top, try and get my energy back, try and get a few things into order that would help me a lot. One of those things that I found was that I didn't absorb vitamin B well. Now, this isn't poor eating and I had a vitamin B deficiency. This is at a cellular level, at a genetic level, I don't absorb vitamin B. So they do believe that these vitamins, the B3, the B5, the B6, B9, and B12, these may help in achieving good sleep, deep sleep that regulates the body's level of amino acid tryptophan, which is what helps the body produce melatonin, which is what helps you sleep. Melatonin is the natural chemical that you produce to make you fall asleep. It happens in your circadian rhythm, that once the sun starts to go down, you start to produce the melatonin, and at about 9 or 10 o'clock, depending on how you're wired, there's a greater increase of this production. So you start to feel sleepy and tired. So now understanding that, I was able to put things into place that enabled me to get more of those vitamin Bs. Eating better foods filled with these vitamins like bananas, more meat, seafood, eggs. I just started to add more foods that contained vitamin B, and I got a vitamin B supplement that I was able to take during the day. And within the week, I already started to feel better. Now, it takes a lot longer to really feel the effects of something like that, especially with the damage that I'd had in my body. Yes, it was a week and I started to feel some better effects, but over time, those effects are going to get more and more, and the body's going to recorrect itself and start to feel a lot better. But even within the week, I started to feel the change. I could sleep better. I felt more rested. I was more awake when I was at work. I was forgetting less things. I could think clearer. I was more alert. The change was huge. So I started to think at this stage, if that one little thing could make me feel that much better, then imagine what I could do with this information that I have now. Imagine what I can change for the rest of me. And that's what started to pique my interest into biohacking and understanding what that means. And as I said in the last episode, what it is to really, really go into biohacking and upgrading myself. So I want to encourage you, find out what you need, find out what will help you, what you need, and I really highly encourage you to seek out somewhere that you can find your genetic makeup, how you operate. Yeah, just start to go. Just start to change things and implement things in your life that will see you change and grow and upgrade so that you can live your best life. Thank you for listening, and I'll see you in the next podcast.
Thank you for joining me. Please do remember to rate and subscribe to this podcast. If you'd like to know more about my journey of discovery, head to www.thestrengthofwellness.com, where I delve deeper into my findings and where I share extra tips on how you too can find out your healthiest way to live.